1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. Her more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News. Some sharp police work nailed a suspected nuisance in Ohio.
Many complaints in Hamilton County, Ohio, about carpenter's nails tossed out of a moving car.
Hundreds of dollars worth of cost just to me.
Tom Edwards replaced flats.
Thousands for some other folks.
With special paint and ultraviolet lights, as Springfield Detective Sergeant Jeff Hurd.
We got some of those nails from the store. We colored them with the luminescent spray, took them back to the store, said when he comes, sell these nails to him.
Police say Anthony Dyson, who's done it before, is arrested. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Zoos in the path of Monday's total solar eclipse are getting ready to collect data on how animals react to the darkness. Some organizations are asking for help from citizen scientists at John Ball Zoo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Curator Dan Hemmen says there is some evidence to suggest an eclipse causes animals to behave differently.
We'll be recording notes into our software that we can track it too.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, that,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Rhys Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues. You know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111-101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
You know, obviously, teams play are different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show. Come join us. We'll be celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning. Happy Thursday to you. Best day of the week. And if you're listening to us, I congratulate you if you're at home and listening to us because you have power.
Oh, that's true.
Wow.
I know. We just missed it. Or I just missed it where I live. But yeah.
There are still so many communities without power.
There are. And
holy wow.
Well, it's because the, right, we talked about the wind and the wind hit
well,
the wires.
Well, I told you the other night,
the
wind knocked a lady down crossing the street here. And I'm not joking about that. The wind knocked her flat.
And the snow was heavy, wet snow.
Oh,
so that gets on those lines and stuff and snap.
I got a buddy. I should give him a call. Big Kaz. You met Kaz. He gave you bear meat.
He's a good guy.
He spent his entire life as a lineman. And they would go to like Iowa when there were tornadoes and all the different places. And
like up in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Not for me. Not for me. You know, I saw a thing one time. I think it was for, it must have been for power line guys or telephone guys. Kind of the same thing. How they would practice getting used to being up on those things. They would have to have their practice thing, and they'd have the poles, and they'd climb up, and they'd play catch with a basketball. And if you dropped it, you know, obviously, if you didn't, you had to climb back down, get it, climb back up, throw it to the next guy, climb back. So you do that like 50 times a day. And that's what they would do to kind of get them used to being up there and everything.
Wow. And not drop stuff.
And that is a true story, because my father was a lineman for the railroad.
Oh, you're kidding.
So besides doing that, when he'd go out and have a few, there was always a pole outside the bar. And so after having, you know, drinks all night, he'd have a race with guys going up the pole.
Wow, that sounds fairly safe.
Exactly. You could turn that into
made a few bucks out of bed. I'm
sure OSHA had no problems with that.
Monetize that one. That's awesome.
Oh, I give those guys credit. I got a buddy. He was a lineman like out west, and the poles were so high, they would put him down on a cable from a helicopter and drop him to the thing. Now, how can people say everybody's created equal?
Nah, you're right. Right. Oh my God.
That ain't equal.
No.
That ain't what I could do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, we're not there yet with restoring power. And you know,
no, there's
kind of
a
weird.
Lot
this
of
is
communities around here that are still without power. I had two things canceled yesterday in Ashwaubenon, and both of them said, I've got no power at my house. Yeah.
Don't we have to, you know, all this infrastructure money we spend, shouldn't we just be burying these? Just burying all the wires? You know what I mean? Like, John, because the trees knock over the wires. And to bury cables, the city looks cleaner, and I think it's safer. I don't know. It probably costs a lot of money, but what doesn't? Anyway, it's, yeah.
I don't know.
They got to get going on it,
that
though.
That sounds like a good idea, but I think maybe they should have come up with that like a long time ago. like Edison should have been like, well, one last thing, bury the lines.
Oh, man.
You know what that's going to cost?
Dude, come on.
Yeah, we'll bury them, Tom. Sure we will.
But anyway, yes, that's we're very grateful for.
No question, man. All the respect of the world for the people that go up and fix those wires. Yeah. And that's a job I could never do for one day of my life.
But that would be, let's talk about, Americans, but just people in general. We take so many things for granted.
Yeah.
We just do. And it just, people say, your gratitude list that you should do every morning. But, people are all into certain things. It's like, what about the bigger things like clean water? Electricity. We just, when it's gone, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do because I don't have a fireplace. You know what I mean? I saw a couple of stories on the news this morning. People are, loading up their fireplaces to at least keep some heat. The good thing is, though, it's above 32.
Right.
Or above 0 Celsius. I got some crap from people on that one yesterday. How did you not know?
That's sixth grade.
That was literally, I think somebody said that exactly. That was like day two of sixth grade science.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what I was thinking of.
When you and I were in sixth grade, was the same period of time where there was a huge push for Americans to go metric. To the metric. Remember that?
Yeah, sure
and
do.
There was a guy from Two Rivers. I'm not kidding you. He was on the Today Show.
Okay.
He wrote a book. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal in our city where we grew up in about how easy it is. And I don't know if it was Congress or something.
Just didn't take.
We're gonna go our own.
And but know what I hate about the whole thing is that I still, to this day, in track and field, everything to me was the 1 mile run and the quarter mile and the 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
So I still right now, if somebody says, well, he ran 11.3 meters.
Right.
Is that good?
How
fast is that compared to what I grew up with, what I know?
Because
they said Travis Williams ran a 9.5 100-yard dash, which was like super fast back in the day. What is that compatible to now in metrics? I still don't know.
But I don't. Here's the problem with the metric system. It's not the problem. It is super, super easy because everything is
makes
tense.
Sense. It does make sense.
You have to just – it's like learning a new language. You're better off with full immersion than trying to say, okay, this means that.
Yeah, I agree. Converting it.
Yeah, if you convert it in your head, well, this is 32, that's zero, so 36 is going to be – you just discount that. And learn it. And in sixth grade, we're still learning pretty well, though.
Well, it's like kids, like my granddaughters, I think, can speak Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Because they started in nursery school.
Right.
Yeah. But we're way past that age. I still don't even know what a liter is. What's the difference between a fifth and a liter? If you buy a bottle of Kessler's, what are you buying?
A bottle.
Is that a
fifth
anymore? You know what I mean?
I look at the price.
Yeah,
I don't know. But I hope we're not giving up on the metric system because we're kind of alone on that.
I think it's over.
It's over. We'll
not
never go there.
That's
50 years ago, there was a huge push.
Huge.
I remember it.
Yeah. You would have been pretty young, but I just remember my mom was so proud of Mr. I forgot. I can't even think of the guy's name. I was on the Today Show. We all had to sit around and watch it. And he wrote a book about how easy it would be to convert it. And this is the time to do it. And it made a lot of sense. And we don't really like change. Like the long jump, it's all done in meters.
I don't
like, how
like
far
that.
Did she
exactly.
jump? Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
But we're, Johnny, we're a very small part of the world. I mean, if they say there's, a few years ago, 7.4 billion people, we're the 0.4.
Man.
We spend a lot of money and consume a lot of resources. But I don't know. I think we should have played ball with that. I do.
Yeah, I don't. All right.
You would have got it right.
No, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
All right.
Did not have metric system
on
our agenda today.
Am I that old guy
today?
Trying to look young wearing my Metallica shirt today?
I know, and black.
I like it.
Oh, dude, I
think it makes you look really hip.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
Don't.
He does.
Feed him on,
I love that.
Hip Jim. Maybe you could use a little hipness. Think about it. Wear another jacket you stole from City Hall?
No, this is MCW.
Yeah, whoever you stole it from.
No, I bought it.
Today is Hug a News Person Day.
Now, come on. Who came up with that?
Todd.
There's a couple I'd like to.
You should have come back. Burrito Day. Big fan. You know what? I don't like tamales. Tamales are nothing.
I would say I don't like them, but I wouldn't order that.
Why would you order a tamale?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like
Todd
ordering ice.
They're okay. They wouldn't be my first choice to order.
No.
Yeah.
So if it's burrito day, do you have a favorite? I mean, I like that place that used
seafood.
To be Los.
Oh, shrimp burritos. seafood burritos.
I was wondering if you had a place, though. But, okay, you're just talking about the type of burrito.
Yeah.
Those can be, some of those places you go to, those are huge.
Oh, my gosh. Or the chimichanga. I'm a big fan of the chimichanga.
Yeah, yeah, those, that stuff's all good.
I think we've got some good Mexican restaurants around here.
Oh, do we?
I really do.
We do.
I think we've got good restaurants, period, around here.
But we have some good Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
They are.
My favorite, I told you, my favorite one when I worked in Tucson, we used to go into this one neighborhood that's kind of the barrio, okay? And this lady would sell it right out of her, she'd take her front window out of her house, and that's where you buy it. It is a paper plate, and it was $1 for, I want to say, two tacos, a burrito, refried beans, and a Pepsi. That's all they had was Pepsi, okay? $1.
Wow.
And we'd literally go eat it on the hood of our cars, and it was like the best Mexican food you'll ever taste in your lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, ever. She made it right there in her living room.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that in and of itself is a great marketing thing.
Absolutely.
Taking the window out so you know it's home cooked. You know, there's a lot there.
It smelled phenomenal, when you walked up. It's incredible. Robert Downey Jr., 59. He's an Academy Oscar winner this year, right? Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
David Blaine, is that the magician?
He is a magician.
Okay.
Kind of a crazy one, right?
Yeah. And then Craig T. Nelson is 80, who, of course, was Coach and also played the head coach in what movie? What classic movie? High school football movie.
High school football movie.
Yeah. Kind of reminded me of high school a little bit, where all the guys wear their Letterman jackets. It's kind of a blue-collar area in Pennsylvania.
The only high school it would be Grease.
All the Right Moves.
Huh?
All the Right Moves. Tom Cruise. Remember?
I told you I'm not a movie guy, but okay,
well,
sure.
I see that one. That was your era.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So
all right. I missed it. That's like one of my all-time football movies.
Studying the metric system.
Never saw that one. Okay. All right. Well, whatever. So hug your news person today. If you see a news person today, folks, give them a nice little snuggle up. You might be arrested, though, too, depending on
get permission.
Definitely ask permission first.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway.
I won't ask you who you would hug. We will leave that alone.
I think it'd be Jarts.
There you go.
We got some great guests coming in at 7:30. Talk about this great guest, Todd.
Eric Brundage. In fact, when Lisa Malik and Malaine Wells were in earlier this week from Local 5 Live, they're like, you've got to get this guy in. Comes to Green Bay, tries out for the Packers, Blizzard, all that, football player. Doesn't get there, but decides to stick around and open his own brand business. And it's called Life Love Incorporated. And not so much the business part of it, but just his thought process on life is really inspiring. He's just really inspiring. So I think that's going to be a good conversation.
I like it. Like it a lot.
What I think is really cool about that story, he came into 2016, but they asked him, why did you stay? Because, people who come here and for a reason and the either lose the job or don't make the team.
Well, what's this with the Packers? Usually it's the guys that have built a name. You know, they've been veterans. They kind of know the name.
Right.
But for somebody that doesn't make it to stay is the unique story
right here. But he
says,
they quote him. He says, I like it here. There's no skyscrapers. Everybody knows each other and no high traffic. It's a close community and everybody knows each other. Hasn't got a parking ticket yet.
Nor have his customers. That too shall come.
Yes, that'd be fun to talk to him.
Yes.
He's an entrepreneur. We always love
it. Absolutely love that. And then also at 8 o'clock, Babs Smith. Talk a little bit about Babs.
So everybody in the area apparently is now doing game shows because Babs was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. I don't think she won, but she did rather well. The other thing that's interesting about her is that she kayaks all over the place and kind of blogs about it, tells her story.
Kayak. Let's kayak this summer.
Kayaks are cool.
Yeah, I want to kayak.
Go down the locks? Is that what you're thinking there, Jim?
No. No, we'll just kayak here right along the river. There's kayak stands here. We put those in.
Okay.
And you get down the East River.
Oh, the East River.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Fox.
Well, you can go out here and get on right behind Hagemeister. There's a kayak launch.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And then you just take it around the bay.
It seems like there'd be too many, speedboats on the Fox.
No,
and
you
wouldn't see
it. Stay closer to the shore. And then you go right up the river by Georgia Pacific.
I don't know. Back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays.
Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Time still delivered. I'm yours.
Ah! Hey, welcome back. Fight of the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Once again, we hope you have power at your house. So many power lines were down. We got those pictures. Big Wayne sent us some pictures yesterday, huh, Todd?
Yes. Trees down in his, on his farm there.
He just
there.
Missed his buildings, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that could have wiped out his whole colony of bees.
Right? Because
and his chickens? And my goat?
But those bees, like, they're in the at the right temperature and everything, right?
I know.
So, that would have been a disaster.
I mean, that was a huge tree I saw that was down in his yard. You know what I've always said I would do if I was a politician? If I was mayor?
Yeah. Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah. But. You know? I'm going to tell you.
I did it for a long time, John.
I'd have a truck, and I'd have a big trailer attached to it, you know, hauling trailer, all right, and a chainsaw. And I'd go around, and when people had fallen, I'd go around and say, hey, you want me to cut that up for you? Well, sure, Mr. Mayor. No, let me get it. And I'd cut up their trees for them, haul it away. That's what I'd do if I was mayor.
Well, we call that DPW, you know, with Department of Public Works.
I'd beat them to it.
$20 million budget or more than that.
I'd be there showing my constituents. cutting trees for
them. Johnny,
you want this split? Want this split? Well, I do have a fireplace. You know what? I'll split it for you. I'll dry it out. I'll bring it back.
That would be a vote getter.
There you go.
I mean, that's customer service to the nth degree.
That's what I would do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I did. Do that day with the department, and I went and picked up garbage and worked with the fire department, 24 hours with the police department. And so that was cool because when I was picking up people's garbage, you're like, what? And
I would love to,
but I hated it.
Back in the day.
No.
Now,
have to pick the stuff up. Now it's automatic.
I would have done it when it was by hand. I would love
that.
No,
that's
what it was. But there was so much cool stuff you could take.
No.
Oh, my God. I used to
drive. It's garbage.
Oh, no, it's not, Jim. I used to drive around on, like, Wednesday nights, because like Thursday was garbage day, and there were times I took stuff from
people. With
people's.
A beat up pickup truck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That comes through our neighborhood.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I did. I got some cool stuff. I got such cool furniture that I redid that was great.
There's laws against hoarding. Where'd you put all the stuff?
In my garage.
Okay. Nothing was outside?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Some people, they go around and, oh, yeah, there's one more thing, and then they see a desk, and then they see chairs and a sofa, and then it's all outside, and then the neighbors call, and they're like, hey, look, you know, outdoor storage, can't allow that. And
no.
So if you managed it, which, I hope you did.
Oh, that, I came home with a lot of cool stuff.
I think you did. I'm just saying, and it was not visible to people in the neighborhood.
Okay, no.
Cool. Here's John driving down the street.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Exactly. With the sign, Mino and whatever.
Mino and son, right?
I would do it. Yeah, I'd take Dom with me.
Yeah, Dom would be sitting there.
He'd be all over
reading the Bible. Like, we got to get out of this thing.
No,
so.
I'm telling you, I love those things. There's so much good stuff people throw out.
Oh, that's
Let me tell you something. If they throw, if they throw old furniture, and I'm going to tell you why.
No, I agree.
Can I tell you why?
Yep.
Because if you find stuff that's like 100 years old, and it might have like a veneer on it. You take that veneer off, okay? You just got a big, firm putty knife. You take that veneer off, and 90% of the time, it's going to be oak underneath that. Because oak used to be considered just kind of almost like a
pine.
There was so much of it that they would cover up oak with veneer.
Which is,
you take that off, and you got beautiful virgin oak.
That's
I'm
cool.
I'm telling you.
Doesn't that take forever, though?
No, not me. I get right on it.
That would be a couple year project.
Yeah,
a
couple maybe. Yeah, but still,
no,
they're good projects.
You people,
you should see this bike I got out of the garbage one time. It was phenomenal. It was from like the 1940s. Okay. And it was one of those old ones with the tank type thing on it and everything like that. And I had my buddy Dale from Shawano, I think it was, redid it for me. Or no. It was the guys from, they ran a place in Pulaski, power store or something. I can't remember the name of them. Because they were going to fix up my GTO that I had. And they've made this thing
junk.
A 67 GTO. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, what kind of condition was it when you got it? That's okay.
It was a little rough.
But
this bike, he restored it. It was beautiful. We did it at my one of our summer bashes type thing. Mm-hmm. It was our tattoo and welding or branding party we had. But anyway, it went for like $1,000.
Oh, now that's cool.
Yes.
You took it out of the junk and sold it for $1,000?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, now that's a good story.
Yes.
I just don't want something that stuff gets
beautiful.
Accumulated and people don't have the you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
I've stopped a couple times at people's house and even offered money for, I've got some old, those old, if people had moved over here to, you know, Ellis Island, you know, with their trunks. I bet I picked up 3 or 4 trunks over the years.
Where they move the stuff?
Where they'd be throwing them away type of thing. You know, the trunks, the big old trunks you see like in Titanic.
Right. But
yeah.
I
bet I gotten 3 or 4 of those over
the years.
Do you
have any that are curved on the top?
I did, yeah.
Those were the rich people because.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Well, because
I don't like those as much because I always wanted to use them as like tables and you can't use those as tables.
No, but they did that because those, they never got stacked on because they were.
Oh, they were kind of like
that half circle. So they always got the top.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what you, those are worth something.
Those are worth more.
Yeah,
huh?
They are.
Okay.
Anyway.
But no, I've gotten a lot of cool stuff.
But I don't want one for like for my birthday or anything. I don't want any
You're sure?
stuff in my Yeah, I'm positive.
I, so not, I could drive like, around clutter. One night
yeah,
and
I know
get
you
something.
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm
so
just saying.
I just want to make it clear right now, 626, I do
you
not
don't want it.
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. A card is fine.
All right. All right.
No, that is a cool thing to do. And there,
oh, I love it.
I will say this, though. And
you're helping the environment. That's why I did it.
Yeah. You don't want to landfill that stuff. But I even in my neighborhood, I live in an older neighborhood, but especially when people move, boy, do they put the nice stuff
I out. Know, right?
That's when you can really
That's
cash
exactly
in.
What I mean.
I can see that.
That's why I wish I had like a warehouse just to store all my cool stuff.
Yes. I would like
yes.
to get a warehouse.
You've got
too.
One. Your garage is basically a warehouse.
No, it's not.
That's like a 6-car garage.
Oh, isn't John, it? Don't say that.
Isn't
no,
it though?
It's just no. I. It's a garage. It's a garage that I have. I don't have enough stuff in there. My neighbor's garage, which is
let me move in. There'll be stuff.
Kayaks. He's got motorcycle. He is a retired pilot, and he likes to. Is that called tinkering? Okay.
I'm a tinkerer.
Okay. I didn't want to be like disrespectful.
Yeah.
And he's always doing something.
Yeah.
And he had this kayak that he. I think he made it or restored it. Maybe it was restored. And it is like. Awesome. It's just, it's the wood. It's like that veneer off, but down to the wood. And it's, I don't know if he put it in the water, but it's really a beautiful kayak. So anyway, sailboats, he's got more stuff in that garage, but he's always working
I
on
had,
it.
I had donated to me a beautiful, beautiful old wooden boat from like the 40s.
Wow.
And some people like stole it on me. I was going to, I swear to God, true story. It was like stolen on me. Some other people, they knew where it was stored or something. I think they took it and I don't know whatever happened to it. Yeah. I even had a name for it. They named it for my radio show, The Fossil.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You
it was beautiful. I was going to
You didn't live in a neighborhood with Neighborhood Watch?
Well, I had somebody else storing it for me.
Oh.
And then he wanted to get it moved, and somebody else, well, I'll take it and store it. And then they redid it or something, and I don't know whatever happened to it. It was beautiful boat. I had a little skipper's hat. Lady got me little captain hats.
I was thinking about you, John, over the weekend because I saw an episode of a TV show, and it's one of those home improvement shows.
Yeah.
But the guy took a part of the USS Constitution, the ship.
Yeah.
And they actually found a piece of it that had been replaced later down there, and he turned it into a table, like a big, huge dining room table.
Nice.
And there was a curve in this particular part of it, and he used the curves for the legs.
Oh.
And it was, and I'm thinking John would
That's
do something
me.
Like
That'd be
that.
You. That's me.
That's
cool.
Have you ever seen the table? You know the lobby of the apartment complex here? Have you ever been in the lobby? Have you ever seen the table in the sitting room like?
No, I don't
it's
think
a,
so.
It's a wing, part of a wing of a plane from the 1940s.
That's cool.
Yeah.
In this building?
Yes. It's really cool. Really cool. Yeah, I like stuff like that.
I've walked by it 100 times.
When I get my welding degree, look out. I'm all over it.
Okay.
I'm telling you. You watch.
All right.
Mind on the Mirror. We got some great guests coming up. Stay with us. And another chance to win Brewer tickets for Sunday's game against Seattle. Brewers got knocked off yesterday, but playing well, 4-1 of the season. And we get some more tickets. And the way you're not going to win them is, are you smarter than a washed-up sportscaster? back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin farmers and a lot of agribusinesses rely on the Mississippi River as an artery of transportation, bringing goods both north and south. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. So we've got extra precipitation this week to help infuse the Mississippi River. How are water levels? We've got details from a barge captain next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Jimmy Cheatham is one of the barge captains that navigates the Mississippi River. He's with Western Rivers, and he said it's been a very interesting year, both as far as how much time he could spend on the Mississippi late into the season and also the current water levels.
I was able to go up into Dubuque at meetings pre-Christmas, and it was extremely warm. You know, we had such warm weather and early. Then we had that bite of winter. Then we had an early thaw. And there's no more snow to melt off and bring down, which is kind of a scary thing for us right now, especially here in the Midwest with us being below record on rainfall right now.
Jimmy Cheatham, he's a barge captain on the Mississippi River working with Western Rivers. He said aside from the weather-related challenges his industry is facing, they're also facing an aging out challenge. A lot of the barge captains on the Mississippi River now are 60 years plus getting ready to retire. He said having experienced people ready to step in is going to be the biggest challenge they face in the next 20 years.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And all the moisture we've picked up around Wisconsin could cause some challenges for nutrient management. The Wisconsin DNR, Department of Ag and Farm Bureau Federation, advising farmers and nutrient applicators to be very mindful of where they're thinking about applying nutrients, especially now that some of these soil surfaces are saturated. They recommend consulting the Manure Advisory System interactive map online or talking with county conservationists on alternative plans for application. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a great, well, it's not a great Thursday morning, but it's Thursday, which is great. 36 degrees across the board in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. Looked like Saturday is going to be a really nice day.
Yeah, we get this. I think that storm was it.
Yeah, maybe that's it for like the year now. We got that one out. Thinking, yeah. Yes.
But as we talked about a few minutes ago, there were 80,000 people in Wisconsin without power.
I know. And the UP got hit really hard,
and
too.
And some people don't have it back yet.
They still don't have it back. I mean, that's tragic.
And that's kind of weird, like, you know, in 2024 that we're... But I that's just the way it is, right? We just rely on... things that,
but what do you do? Like, okay, so yeah, your food in your freezer, what do you do?
Yeah. And you see that those commercials on, you know, 2 a.m. about generators?
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I don't
have one, but
okay.
Yeah. If I lived out in the country, I would.
Yeah. I don't know what you would do. I just, no lights, no.
That's what I mean.
And then your hot water's gone too, right? Because you got the hot water heater, or would that
stay? Yeah, I would imagine, right? So you can't take a shower?
Wow. Well, it'd be a cold shower, but yeah. Anyway,
I
don't know.
Is a hot water tank plugged in, Todd?
Isn't that electrical?
Well, gas.
Some are electric, some are gas.
Yeah. But if it's gas, it would still work, right? Somebody help us out, people. We don't know.
I would think
like
so.
This.
What do you 80,000 people without power call us? I'm sure that's their top priority.
Yeah.
If you live out in the country and you have a well, then your well pump may not run.
Ah.
So you have to keep that in mind with a hot water heater.
Ah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think that. Have we ever lost power? I just got to think about that.
Well, everybody's lost power, sure.
No, where you just wake up and the clock's not working. I mean, I'm talking about like a long power outage. Have you been out of power?
A few days? No, I never have.
Me either.
You touch?
In 78, there was a huge ice storm. I remember that because we were stuck and didn't have power for a week.
Oh, the winter of 78?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Arizona.
Oh, I see.
Feeling for
my dorm was fine.
You know, I wonder when they see this on the news, do they care? You know, because it's like, well, yeah, at least this is some terrible weather we're going through, and people in Arizona are like, that's why they live there.
One of the things, though, too, when your power's out like that, it's funny how, well, like we were saying, I can't eat. My food is going to spoil.
Right.
I can't cook. I can't blow dry my hair.
Right. We're not resourceful.
Exactly.
I mentioned this to you once before, but my mom.
Not that blow drying your hair should probably be a priority, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well, John, that just came out because that's important to you.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
That'd be important to you.
Yes. Back in the day. Yes.
Okay.
Did you blow dry your hair back?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Really?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. You don't believe me. I used to have extremely curly hair.
Yeah, no, I.
You don't believe that?
Well, I don't. Don't show me pictures or anything. I'll believe you.
Are you sure? I'd
love to see it.
I could find pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you know what? I brought back an old yearbook. I'll show you a quick picture. I brought back an old yearbook, and it had a picture of me at basically prom. It's kind of blurry when I took it. But this is what a really hot guy wore in 1975.
Plaid.
What about it? Plaid sport coat, white bow tie.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's kind of blurry. I'd have to take a shot.
Oh. Oh, my. I just saw the tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jacket's cool.
Yeah.
That jacket is kind of cool.
It's very plaid.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And those pants were yellow.
A huge bow tie. It's as big as your head.
Yeah. The belt is white. The pants are yellow. The shirt is dark brown. And the sport coat is yellow and brown and
John,
blue.
Yellow pants were never in.
Yeah, they were.
Of course they were.
Not
yes,
yellow.
They were.
Oh.
Yes, they were.
White.
No.
Not yellow.
Yes.
I'm
going to go look at like Sears or JCPenney and I'll come up with some photos.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because the bow tie is so big and the plaid jacket, it looks a little like a clown outfit.
Yes, it does. I'm looking at that. I agree.
Do you have those big shoes?
Yeah. Oh, I was almost 6 foot tall in those shoes. I'm telling you. Those are like 3-inch heels.
I was thinking the shoes that are like a foot and a half long.
Oh, they were two. You know what though? They were two toned. They're like brown and white.
Oh, those are cool shoes, though.
That was
saddle,
big back then.
Saddle shoes?
Yeah.
Those are happening.
Those were big back in those days.
Those are still pretty popular.
And white belts stayed popular for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know about
I'm
that.
Telling you, that, I you know white what? Belt, but... If guys could go back into different eras, guys, text me on this one. Or the ladies, because you'd be like, yeah, that was a hot look for guys. Guys in like the 70s, no. When they came out with leisure suits, no, was the greatest thing ever made.
No,
guys wish cheap. Leisure suits had there it is.
Oh,
look
God,
at this.
Cheap.
Todd just shows up. No, it's not. That look was those... that you know what? That's Bob Greasy. That's Gale Sayers, Bob Greasy, and Tom Seaver.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it, Todd?
Not sure.
In that ad. And that not was sure. For JCPenney's, I believe, because there's also the Johnny Miller collection from JCPenney's. Look at the Gale Sayers bright yellow sport coat.
Yeah, I see the coat. I see the pants too, and they're
yes,
tan.
All
and
plaid.
Then, yeah, plaid.
Yes.
Plaid was. Plaid's cool. You know, if you are asking people to text in for the best era of clothes,
yeah.
And you're saying the 70s with
the leisure suit,
those
guys loved leisure suits.
Plastic leisure suits. No, those weren't. They people
oh
like people wore them because it was the thing, but there was nothing cooler than like you know, the late 20s. Just that. You know, just
the late 20s?
The vests.
How do you know about this late? What are you talking? The late 20s?
You know, just. Just everybody was in suits, three-piece suits, and just the bowl hats.
Okay, how about let's move to the modern era. How about just post-World War II?
Okay.
And
right,
we'll go
right,
from
right.
there. Guys, leisure suits were one of the greatest things for guys because they were so easy. You didn't have to wear a tie. You could have your collar out. I'm telling you, the leisure suit era, guys... Wish the leisure suit had never gone away.
No.
Yeah.
That is not a true statement.
It'd be like the women with pantsuits. They always still wish pantsuits were around. It just says, just thinking of Saturday Night Live. Ooh la la, Tina from Green Bay. Yes. Okay, got this one. If your power goes out and you're on municipal water, your water will still work. But gas water heaters still need electricity to turn on and ignite. So you won't have hot water. You will have cold water.
I'm on municipal water. So, wow. Okay.
So you would not have hot water.
Right.
Wow. Got this one. John had the leisure suits. We had parachute pants. Both were bad ideas, Scotty. Yeah, I was never a fan of them. You know,
is he talking about bell bottoms?
No. Don't you remember the parachute pants? They're like made out of parachute material.
Like nylon, right?
Yeah. Silky almost.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't have those.
Well, that was about 83, 84, 85.
Because
I had those in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you wear them?
I think I got them for Christmas, and I wore them once.
Oh.
It was the last time that happened.
You know, I was at Kohl's the other day, and you know what seems to be making a comeback? Something else. I never wore it. I was like the only kid in my class that never wore bibs. Did you ever wear bibs?
Yeah, they're kind of coming back.
They're coming back. Did you wear bibs?
No, that's at Oshkosh Bagosh. Those striped ones are just...
Well, just in general.
In general. Bibs?
Just
no.
In general.
No, this wasn't that like... Okay, no.
I never would. Did you, Todd? I don't know if that was your era, was it?
That would be like more 90s. I mean, there was a time in the
90s. My time in the 70s, they had them. And then they made a comeback again, and then they went away again.
In the 90s, you would wear it with one strap up, but one would hang down.
Yeah, that's right, because you were gangsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this one did not like the leisure suits and hated the white belt with white shoes look.
Yeah.
Okay, in retrospect, cheap. You're saying that. But at the time... It was kind of hot. I'm just being honest. My dream, you know what I was wondering?
But
I want to have a denim leisure suit.
Yeah,
denim. Let me tell you what was the hot look.
No,
denim leisure suit. Dingo boots. Remember dingo boots? The open
shirt.
Is this
a platform? Is that?
No,
is
they're just dingo boots. Joe Namath used to. Joe Namath and O.J. Simpson used to advertise them. Dingo boots. They're really big. And but the denim. Leisure suit with like the paisley kind of thing with the thing open and like a chain around your neck.
Yeah.
You were cool if you had that look.
Yeah. I will say paisley was cool.
I wore a lot of paisley.
So did I.
I got
paisley
be honest
was
with
cool.
You.
I don't that the yellow pants thing. I'm not there yet. I have to think about that.
Oh, there were a lot of yellow pants back in my day.
I had
day.
A white belt.
A lot.
Yeah.
And the white belt that just
that was very popular. And I agree with whoever just sent that in.
I embarrassingly wore one for my graduation picture in 1976. My kids like to laugh at me now, but I bet you looked good.
You were the man.
I bet you looked good.
Yeah.
I bet chicks were digging you.
Right.
Chicks dug guys in leisure suits in those days. Quick poll, guys. True? Or ladies. Quick poll. Did you dig guys in leisure suits back in those days?
They had no choice.
No?
We all wore
them. Because they look good.
Well, now, who didn't wear a leisure suit? It was inexpensive. It was easy. No ties.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, they wore them because it was the thing to wear.
And you're casual. You didn't feel like you had this tie on. I hate wearing ties.
You would wear a leisure suit today?
Today?
Yeah. When?
I would wear a leisure suit in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I'd rather wear a leisure suit than a regular suit.
I don't think they
guys just it. Felt good in them.
No.
You look good in them. You felt good in them. If you feel good, you know you look good, and you're going to have a good day.
That whole dress for success in a leisure suit.
Is dress for success.
I don't see it. I don't see it. But, okay, yes.
Todd, is the phone not working?
The texts are coming in. So far, it's 100% no on guys in leisure suits.
Okay, John.
Well,
phones are working fine.
Have some of the women start texting in then. And they'll tell you they dug guys in leisure suits.
Yeah.
It was a good look, Jim. Guys loved it. Because you'd have these guys that were like, you know, they worked in the mines and they do whatever. And they don't want to go to a wedding reception with a tie and the coat and the whole thing. And you
but that
sweat,
looks so much
and you got
better.
Sweat running down your face. Then you got to take that off. Then the guys sweat right through the shirts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We wore corduroy leisure suits. I had one.
So did I.
I had a corduroy leisure suit.
I had a sport.
Yep.
That was leisure. It was corduroy. I did have that.
You cannot sneak up on anybody wearing corduroy pants.
Oh, my God.
Zip as you're walking down the hall.
You know what's only? That was bad when we were in church. We used to have to go to communion.
Yeah.
And you'd be walking. Psh, 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 the whole way. The only thing worse, what did you guys wear on your feet in the winter? When you were, let's say you're in sixth grade. We didn't use the word galoshes.
Yeah,
rubbers, boots. We just wore boots.
Well, boots, rubbers, yeah, galoshes, yeah, whatever.
Okay,
sure.
But were they the kind that had the buckles or the zipper? Did you have those big things?
John, that was a long,
I used to hate it so much. You'd be walking back from communion, and you got those buckles clicking the whole way you're walking back.
Oh, my God.
Impossible to try to look cool walking past that cute girl in the pew when your buckles are rattling walking back from communion.
We had those, though.
Trust me.
We did. That's funny. I haven't thought about those in 50 years.
Yes.
That's funny.
Weren't they the worst?
That's a great band name, The Rattling Buckles.
The Rattling Buckles. The greatest day of your life when you're that age was like around this time of year and the snow's gone and you didn't have to wear boots to school.
Yeah.
That was like the greatest time ever.
Yeah.
Yes. John, where are their mines around this area? No leisure suits. Okay. Oh, where are their mines? I was talking about work in the mine. Oh, there were leisure suits around here. I saw a picture. There's a very famous picture of Bart Starr in a leisure suit, and I think he was even coaching during one of the games. Bart Starr wore leisure suits. What more do I have to say?
Well,
Bart Starr wore leisure suits.
Probably donated. I don't know, John.
I'm telling you.
I think the reason we wore leisure suits was there wasn't anything else to wear.
But
I don't think
good.
We like
they
I
were
can't...
comfortable. You felt good in it. You felt, you know, like you're looking kind of hot.
Well, you had maybe that chest hair, and some of us just.
Well, I didn't have chest hair, and I still don't.
Oh, because sometimes those guys were, you know.
Yeah, I know. They'd have an extra button open.
Extra button open and
mustache.
Yeah. Mustache. And I never understood
and
that
a little,
one.
And a little.
I never understood that one thing. The guys wear the chain and some little symbol, some weird little, looked like a tail of something. Remember those?
Mm.
What were those? Remember there was just, it's just like this, just kind of like a little design. Maybe it's like, what was that?
That was your gangsta.
Gangsta. Nagani hoodlums.
Hey, they just, totally different.
Todd, you sure that's working? Because you still got
it. It's still 100%.
Not one person has gone for leisure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not 100% no, according to this.
Did you see, I want to talk about the chains.
You know what else I wish would come back and stuff? Boots. Like I meant dingo boots. Todd, you ever have a pair of dingo boots?
Nope.
I bet a lot of our guys, I will say this, more than 50% of our guys, and ladies, if your guy had them, go ahead, had dingo boots at one time in their life. Dingo boots. I guarantee you, this will be over 50%. The cool guys all had dingo boots. I had dingo boots.
I'd have to see them because maybe we didn't call them.
That's like one of those things. Remember you used to have to do those brain things in like eighth grade English? John, guys who wore dingo boots are cool. John wore dingo boots.
Is John's cool?
Is John cool?
Logic.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So logic. In eighth grade, you had logic. That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's good.
I always liked those.
Didn't learn the metric system, but you know
logic. No, didn't learn the metric. And didn't learn about Celsius and Fahrenheit. Other than those two things.
Straight A's.
But I pressed you yesterday with one answer. Frankfort, the capital of Kentucky.
That was good. That's a tough one. A lot of people get that one wrong. Yeah. So anyway.
There you go. You can't beat me on that. Do that. That'll be to giveaway Brewer tickets. Challenge me on state capital.
All right. We'll beat me on
That's
that.
It. No. You ask me and see how I do.
We're going to give you a second chance.
And I know the right answer.
Yeah. You're going to be the host.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be the host. This one I'll get.
Because people say you're the worst host
I know.
Ever yesterday. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, starting to snow here in Green Bay, and it's just wet and kind of icky. That's about the only way to put it. You know, as trying to get a hold of Rob Zerjaff yesterday, the president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And then I saw the news this morning from one of the stations there who were there yesterday. And man, that stadium was just, they're supposed to have a big event yesterday and it was just loaded with snow. Mm. I mean, just crazy. And you know, it's so funny, or not funny, but I bet, in fact, where did I read it? About all the different places, like their two best players are from like Valenzuela, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, you know what I mean?
Like, those kids are like, what?
And I remember going down there for some of those early season games, and those poor guys, they would have like three towels around their heads sitting in the dugouts. They've just never experienced anything like that.
And they just don't get used to it.
Like, you don't get used to it.
They complain.
You don't get used to it.
Son-in-law like that.
Yeah, just don't get used to it.
Columbia.
It's just a lot harder. You know, I lived in Arizona for 6 years, lived out west, and then I moved back to Michigan, and it took me like a year to get acclimated. The cold is, people don't realize cold is something special that if you're not used to it, it's amazing.
But if you're used to it, it's just not a thing. It's like,
exactly.
That's what I mean. It's like, quit your complaining.
I agree, totally. But even like, you see Deion Sanders, he was talking about how his son, who he thinks is going to be the number one player drafted next year, which is crock. But he said they're going to determine where they play. They're not going to play in any cold weather. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Got another texter. How about quad suits with two coordinating vests and pants, solid and plaid vests, mix and match with a suit jacket? Yes.
Super cool.
That was very cool. Yeah. That was cool.
Todd,
your thing's not working. Because for the dingo boots, it's working. It says 100% too.
It's working. Yep.
No dingo boots and guys in leisure suits.
Was I the only cool guy?
Yeah, see, that's the problem with you guys.
What made them dingo boots, though? They just like look like cowboy boots.
Is that the brand?
No, it's Dingo was the brand.
It was the brand.
Yeah, and they kind of have the buckle on the side.
Okay.
Remember?
That's kind of like a rock and roll kind of boot.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. And they were like,
I know.
But they didn't, they were just, they went up like to your ankles. Is that the one?
No, they went higher. They went all the way up.
Oh, they went all the way up.
Can you look up? Look up, trying to find a picture of Joe Namath dingo boots.
Okay.
Joe Namath dingo boots. Trust me on this. They look really good. And by the way, Tammy Elliott got back. Remember we talking to her in a little bit?
Because it's
National
Hug a Newspaper Day. Hug a Newsperson Day.
Newsperson Day.
Yeah, Newsperson.
And Tammy was your vote that you would hug.
It was.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It was. So.
Well, I think we all would.
Well, John said no.
You would hug Tammy?
He picked.
She's like my sister.
I know, but you could hug your sister.
Ah,
right?
Tammy's like my little sister. No. Here it is. Joe Namath. And I had that look. And that spot, that was me. That was me. I had that shirt, those corduroy pants, and the dingo boots.
Oh, I like those. I would wear those today.
Yes.
In fact, you know what?
What?
I've got a pair of those black ones.
Oh, bring them in. You got to wear them. Yes.
I have When would Boots, but what year is that, Johnny?
About 73.
Didn't Boots and that, weren't they big like in the 80s with that David Whitehurst? Didn't he open up a store in the mall?
Was David Whitehurst, the old Packer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Didn't he open up a Western store in the mall? Because I went there. I got, and I still have.
David Whitehurst, the old Packer.
I think it was him that opened up.
I don't know.
He had, so I got, I got some snake boots.
You wore snake skin boots.
And eel.
You wore, oh you my wore goodness. Eel I did. Cowboy boots.
Eel. They were, the were brown. The snake is like, they still, I'll bring those in.
Please
if
do.
If we have, well, let's have, you know, maybe if we have boot day or
what
something.
What size are they?
Oh, not probably eight now.
Oh.
You could never, no way you could fit them.
I would say, give them to me. I'd buy them from you.
And then I bought.
I would love to wear some snake skin boots.
And then I bought a belt that had like the.
Listen to this guy.
And it had my name, like whatever wood burned in, or whatever that's called.
You're almost like a trucker.
I was, and then I.
It is Trucker Thursday, so we got plenty of that music coming too.
Okay, and we got some folks coming in now. Yes, on the dingo boots.
20%.
That's not bad. Nothing. Polls are still open.
I could find that stuff, but I do have some pretty cool boots. I'll bring the rattlesnake in because those are the coolest.
Oh, my God.
I remember when I was showing my kids when I put them on.
Things I never knew about the former mayor.
Well, that was back
he wore rattlesnake
Johnny, that was in the 80s.
And had a belt with his name on it. Yeah. Did it say mayor?
No. It said Jimmy, I think. Okay. I think I went the MY on that.
And you have that, too?
Oh, you got to bring that in.
I got to find that.
You got to bring
it up in the studio.
I got to find
that. No, that's not even a question.
But
not even a question.
When I was, you know... dad jokes, and I was showing my kids that.
Okay, no. When we have our anniversary show, you wear the snake skins.
All right, I'll wear them for
and the belt.
I don't think the belt fits anymore.
We'll get that upgraded.
We'll cut it in half in the back.
Then you're going to cut my name in half.
We'll extend it. Oh, that's right.
Put some rope in there.
Yeah. We'll do something.
We'll see, but I still got 2 months, and right, 3 months till our party.
Almost.
So
I'm up to 5 push-ups, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, nice work.
5. My goal is 20.
26.
26. Why 26?
Because that's the date. The 26. Our 1 year anniversary is the 26.
Okay.
You don't have 20 would be great.
Actually, you know what my real goal is? 36.
And
because that's what I do when I won the 7th grade push-ups championship. I did 36.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That sounds a lot painful.
I don't think that's a lot in 7th grade.
Oh my God.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I hated in gym?
What?
Climb that darn rope all the way to the top. I hated that.
I could never
thing.
Do that. I never made it to the top.
I never even tried.
Never made it to the top.
No.
A bottom struggling.
And there was like no net under your.
No.
You fall on the gym floor.
And a little mat.
A little tiny mat.
1 inch mat.
It's like a hobo mattress they used to see.
Yeah. The wrestling mat. They'd roll that out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy what they used to make kids do in gym class. And
but
I hate it. You know what else I was terrible at?
If you weigh 90 pounds, it's pretty easy to get up that rope.
I'll tell you something else I was so horrible at. And the gym teacher hated me.
Yeah.
You ever have that one year where the gym teacher just hates you?
Every year.
I did.
Yep. Every year.
Boobsy Marietti hated me.
Yeah.
And I could not do the trampoline things. Could you?
I don't think we had that.
I was okay on the trampoline.
I could see you being that way. You're a little bit more something. But you ever have that where it's like you jump... You jump, and then you got to stick sit and hit your butt and your hands at the same time and spring straight right back up.
We didn't have that.
You didn't have that?
Yeah. No.
We didn't have that.
I mean, I've been on a trampoline. No, we didn't.
How did you not have trampoline in gym class?
I don't remember a trampoline in gym class. I don't think
you
did.
You're the only person I know that didn't have trampoline in gym class.
I'd have to look back.
People, quick poll. Did you have a trampoline in gym class? Yes or no? I want to know this. Everybody had trampoline.
What grade?
6th, 7th?
No.
Really?
I don't remember that. Maybe I'll text my brother and see. I don't remember that, John. Because I like trampolines. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we had that.
The mayoral trampoline.
Right? Yeah.
We did not have that, I don't think. So anyway, all right. So we got to give away some tickets. We'll do that when we get back, right?
Yes, we will.
And the way you're going to win tickets.
Yes, we need 2 contestants. Right, Todd?
Yep.
All right.
You call in, and I'm going to give Johnny states, and he's going to name the capital.
And I'm playing for each one of you, so we'll be playing for 2 different people.
Right.
For tickets to the Brewers game for Sunday against Seattle.
Okay.
What's on? Tam Elliott's coming up. Eric Brunrich coming up. Babs Smith coming up. Amy and Pat coming up. A lot of people coming up. Stay with us. Becca. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record joins us. We talk about the Midwest Gaming Classic and sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Don't miss it.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.